Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for inviting me in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Here it is, almost Thanksgiving next, and this month is surely passing right on by. But we trust today that everything's well with you, and we're trusting today that we can come into your homes with a beautiful song or a message, something that will excite your heart and excite your soul. Well, let's begin our broadcast today by doing an old song. This one goes way, way back. Many of you may remember it. It says, "Something Got a Hold of Me."
I first heard of some people who claim this old-time religion is real. I said, I'll go down, take a look at the crowd. It's just the weak-minded they feel. Oh, but something got a hold of me. Yes, something got a hold of me. I went there to fight, but I tell you that night, God certainly got a hold of me. Well, I walked up the steps, I looked through the door. The devil said, don't you go in. I said, it won't hurt me, I'll just step inside. But I'll set as far back as I can. Well, the preacher just then, his sermon began. He looked right straight down at me. He told everybody how mean I had been. Didn't talk like he thought much of me. Well, just about then someone started to shout. He said that he knew he was saved. All plainly could see with no reason nor doubt, salvation to him had been given. Well, I said when I went, I can't stay there long. I must be home by 12. I fell to my knees and the fire came down. Too late I got the feeling to find. Oh, but something got a hold on me. Yes, something got a hold on me. Well, I went there to fight, but I tell you that night, God certainly got a hold on me.
Yes, sir, well, something said, certainly got a hold of me. That's an old, old song, but I trust that you can remember it. And I want to send the broadcast out today to two fine people that we met down at Bryce Crook's son's funeral the other day, and that was Mr. and Mrs. Rick Clark from over in the Gent area, and they understand they hear our broadcast every Sunday morning, and we certainly do thank you, Brother and Sister Clark, for listening and tuning our way. So many people get the broadcast that we don't even know that are listening, but we don't need to know. The broadcast is important to many, many people. And many people hear the broadcast. Mary, Hal was a little bit excited last Sunday because she said it didn't get the broadcast, didn't come on about 8 o'clock. Well, you know, last Sunday the time changed, and that could have changed a whole lot of things. But anyhow, we're so glad today that we're coming in your homes by the means of radio, and I trust today that the broadcast can and the broadcast will be a rich, rich blessing to you. Well, we're going to go back right now and do one Martha and I put on tape not long ago. I hope you enjoy this song. And this song says, I'll meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning by the wide riverside, when our sorrow and we'll sit down.
That's an old one, but a lot of folks like the old ones. We love to do the old songs. I think they got so much more wording to them that's very important. Not that all music is good, but there's certain songs that we like. So I know that Arnold and Ellen will enjoy that one. And all of you, we certainly appreciate you, and we're so glad that you've opened your home to us this morning. Well, let's go right back now and do another song for you, and then I'll be right back. This is called When the Sun Comes Up Tomorrow, I'll Still Be Praising You.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Clouds gather, or should the sky be blue? When the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you.
I think we'll just kind of cut in on that song and go right into the message today. The message is quite long. We probably won't get that much of it on. But if not, we may be able to play the rest of it this coming Sunday. But I think this is a very important message. A lot of good reading here in the Bible. And let me begin by reading the scripture to you, and then I want to talk about the runaway.
But you listen very carefully as we read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 11. Then Jesus said, a man had two sons. In verse 12, the younger son said to his father, give me my share of the property. So the father divided the property between the two sons. Verse 13. Then the younger son gathered up all that was his, and he traveled far away to another country. And there he wasted his money with foolish living. Verse 14. After he had spent everything, a time came when there was no food anywhere in the country, and the son was poor and became hungry. Verse 15. So he got a job with one of the citizens there who sent the son into the fields to feed the pigs or the swine. Verse 16. The son was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Verse 17. When he realized what he was doing, he thought, all of my father's servants have plenty of food, but here I am almost dying from hunger. Verse 18. I will leave and I will return to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against God. I have done wrong unto you. Verse 19. I am no longer worthy to be called your son, but let me be like your servant. Verse 20. So the son left and went to his father. While the son was still a long ways off, his father saw him. He felt sorry for the son. So he ran to him and hugged and kissed him. Verse 21. The son said, Father, I have sinned against God. I have done wrong against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Verse 22. But the father said to the servants, hurry, bring the best clothes, put them on him. My son was dead, but now he is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found. So they then began to celebrate. How many of you probably grew up the way I did? I've always liked television. Never did like the news. I can remember growing up in the home, and my father, he was a news hound. I mean, me, that was the farthest thing from me. I cared less about the news. I was more interested in all the other programs that were on TV. I mean, CNN and Good Morning America and all these things just didn't move my boat at all. But Martha kind of has a problem with me because I like the Discovery Channels. I like biography, and I like history. I mean, it's my important thing, and I find myself now, the news is the most important thing to me on television. I love to watch the news. I found out the reason I like to do that, I like to keep in touch with what's really going on. And I think as a pastor or a preacher, I need to know what's going on out there. I really do. I think that's what the prophet was all about, was he was the one who kept up with the things that were going on so he could warn or teach or talk to the people about the situation between God and them. And I was watching TV the other day when something really intrigued me. I was listening to a program and they were talking, and the thing that they were talking about kind of led me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. Because the story of the real world was relating so closely to what God was saying through Christ in chapter 15 of Luke's Gospel. It was talking about a young man who left home, gave up everything, and became a street boy. He was a lot like the prodigal. And they begin to give the statistics, which I love statistics. I love polls. And they give the statistics, and the poll said that over 1 million of our teenagers become runaways every year. Over 1 million teenagers drop out of school or run away from home. And they become runaways. And that intrigued me. That definitely took me to the picture in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. Because, you see, many of our young people today are dropping from school. And if you're a young person here today, I'm glad you're here. I want to talk to you. A lot of our young people have dropped out of school. They have left their homes. They have hit the streets. Notice this person said this. One young man stated this. He said, I had trouble with drugs. I not only took drugs, but I sold them. He went on to say that he had trouble with drinking. And he got with the wrong crowds and he would drink. And he was beginning to have a problem with drinking. I mean, young people, I'm talking about young people in high school and in college. Young people who are trying to make a mark in this world, but yet they get hung up on drinking. And another one made a statement. He said, I have trouble at home with my parents. And then he said, my life is full of nothing but trouble. And I thought, is this the situation in chapter 15 of Luke's gospel? Is that what Jesus is trying to say to me? Another one made a statement. He said, I went to the streets. I left the school. I left my home. I went to the streets. And he bowed his head with tears rolling down his cheek. And he said, street living is hard. Do you get the picture? Street living is hard. Here's a young man who is searching for something and don't really know what it is. A young girl spoke up about that time, and she gave this statistics. She said, one of three girls that leave home within 48 hours become a prostitute. They leave the home, they leave the school, and in 48 hours, they had become prostitutes on the street. She went on to say that prostitution is nothing but a slow death or suicide. Because many of them contact HIV. Many of them contact some sort of a sexual disease. And he said, went on to say, it is nothing but a quietly and a quickly death at a very young age. I was intrigued by this. They said more than 5,000 teenagers die every year and go to a grave that is not marked by any name. I thought, oh my lands, surely this ain't the real world. Surely this is not really going on. But you know, I want to go just a little bit farther. It is not only teenagers that are running away, but a lot of folks today are running away from bad situations. You take the marriage rate today. Only one out of three marriages are working. Because people are running away from the responsibility of marriage. You see, marriage has got a responsibility. Young man, pull your horns in. Young lady, quit pouting all the time. Quit complaining and criticizing. Because, you see, a family that has been placed together should love together. They should pray together. And I believe if they love together and pray together, I believe they would stay together. I believe that. But today, it's, hey, this is mine and that is yours. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible said you become as one. And the Bible goes on to say what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And when you look back at it, maybe your marriage became what it was simply because you didn't try. I like to see this church develop a young couples class and just sit down every now and then and talk about our marriages and about our spouses and about our husbands and really talk about what marriage is all about. Hey, folks, let me tell you, I know that all marriages don't work. I've got a young son and his marriage hasn't worked. I know that the divorce has come. But what I'm saying is people are running away from responsibility, running away from marriage, running away from this. If it gets too hard, I'll just go someplace else. It seems like this whole world is nothing but running. A man made a quote, this quote. He said, everyone is running from something, but I've come to the last stop. I mean, a young man that's made this statement. I ran everywhere, and everywhere everybody is running, and this is the last stop. Another quote from a homeless person. Boy, I like this one. A homeless person spoke up, and here's what he said. There is nowhere to go from here. The homeless people. Our streets are laying full of homeless people in the ghettos and in the other areas. And you know what they're full of? People that are running away from themselves. Running away from a bad situation. Not willing and able to face the situation that is facing them. They have become a runaway. If we could convince people, quit running. Don't run away from your problem. Don't run away from your situation. Face it. Take God into your situation. Talk to God about the situation. And let God take control of the situation. She done a great job there with that bag, didn't she? Put all those problems and all those situations in that bag. When I think of where I came from and how Jesus brought me out, from the life of shame and sorrow, lost in sin without a doubt. With all my heart, I want to praise Him for the love that He gave to me. When the precious hand of Jesus reached way down and lifted me. From the depths of the pit, I tried so hard. Oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so hard. Yet it seems He didn't hear me. Lost and undone, full of sin and so corrupt. But God's hand reached farther down than I could reach up. Well, like a man locked away in prison, and no one that could go my bail. And every time I sought for freedom, all endeavors only fail. Well, there I was in sin's dark prison, bound in chains of misery. But then the Lord paid me a visit. He unlocked my cell and sets me free. From the depths of the pit, I tried so hard. Oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so hard. Yet it seems He didn't hear me. Lost and undone, full of sin and so corrupt. But God's hand reached farther down than I could reach up. God's hand.
Well, I tell you, that's straight on preaching, but that's the kind of preaching we need to this day at this time. And I'm so glad today that I have people who are standing beside me and standing with me and behind me, that I might continue this kind of a gospel here on this radio broadcast. I mean, we got to look at the Bible. How can you preach the Bible and not preach like we preached this morning? We don't preach that way to offend anybody. We don't do that to criticize. We simply try to open the eyes of some people. And, you know, their eyes will never be open. The Bible said they become blind. Satan hath blinded us to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, but Jesus come along and said, but ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hey, my friend, And that's what we try to do. Well, let's do this song for you right here, and then I'll be back to close the broadcast. Martha and I are going to do "Oh, What a Lovely Name." What a lovely name. Father, we do thank you for the broadcast today. We pray for those who have written this week, who have called and need prayer. We pray for Bryce and his family, Bryce Crook we're speaking about. And we pray for all of the needs that are needed there, because you said you supply the need according to your riches and glory. Thank you for the broadcast. May it be used for thy glory. We'll give you praise for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, Brother Clark, Rick Clark, we certainly are glad you have picked up on the broadcast. We hope that there's many others. Maybe you haven't heard the broadcast before. Maybe it's your first time. Well, we pastor a church, but we also evangelize. We do a whole lot of work for our Lord, and we certainly need your prayer. Will you pray for us? We'll be praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.